It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, July 9th. I'm Patricia Naft. Colorado has seen its first human case of West Nile virus this year. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Health officials say a Mesa County man hospitalized after contracting West Nile is now recovering at home. He's the first person to be diagnosed with it in Colorado so far this year, according to the state. Thomas Orr is a regional epidemiologist at the Mesa County Health Department.
Delta and Mesa County over on the western slope has seen cases sporadically over the years. Some summers we have no cases reported, and other times we have a handful, and sometimes we get quite a few. So I hope that this is not a harbinger of a hard year.
Orr says Mesa County tests mosquitoes for the virus, but they haven't seen a positive test yet in 2015. Last year, there were 118 cases of West Nile reported across the state, and 4 people died. Health officials say the best way to avoid getting the virus is by draining standing pools of water, wearing bug repellent, and staying away from active mosquito areas. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Former State Senator Steve King has reached a stipulation agreement with the Colorado Independent Ethics Commission. This is the commission's executive director, Amy Devan.
We received a complaint in 2014 from a citizen complainant regarding Senator King asking that the commission investigate his conduct. I conducted that investigation, and as part of that, the parties indicated a desire to settle the matter via stipulation, and that's ultimately what happened.
The stipulation is King's agreement that his actions were unethical. The ruling by the commission does not carry any fines or penalties. The Department of the Interior will not be appealing the recent federal decision that the Kalawayo mines permits were insufficient. A federal judge ruled that the permits issued by the DOI failed to account for the environmental factors, such as the impact the mine would have on global warming. The Craig Daily Press reports that the agency has been urged by Representative Scott Tipton to appeal the ruling that the environmental review had to be done within 120 days. An agency spokesperson has said that instead of appealing the decision, they are working on fixing the deficiencies in the Kalawayo permit. The mine supplies coal for Tri-State Power and Transmission, who then powers large sections of the western slope. A fishing tournament with over $6,000 in prizes will be starting this weekend in Ridgeway, and it's the first of its kind for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. It's only focused on smallmouth bass. There's no limit, and the goal is to kill as many of them as possible. This is Joe Lewandowski with CPW.
Several years ago, we're not exactly sure how many, probably 5-6 years ago, someone illegally put smallmouth bass into the reservoir. And smallmouth bass are, they're a great sport fish. Unfortunately, in this water in western Colorado, they don't belong. They are predator fish, and the risk is that they can escape the reservoir, go down the Uncompahgre River into the Gunnison River, and then they will prey on our native fish species. And we've had this happen in other streams of the state. The Gunnison River is a spot where we don't have introduced non-native fish. One of our big roles as an agency is to make sure we preserve the native species of Colorado. These fish are found only in these rivers in western Colorado, and it's very important that we preserve them.
There are some fish that CPW stocks that are non-native, like rainbow trout. Those fish, though, don't attack and eat the rare fish that are only found in the state. Some of those preyed upon fish are listed as endangered. This isn't the first time they've had to deal with someone stocking lakes with smallmouth bass.
A couple years ago, over at Miramani Reservoir, which is in San Miguel County to the west, we had the same sort of thing. Someone, what we refer to as rogue bucket biologists, threw some bass in that lake, and they really took over. Miramani is a very good trout fishery, and it was really hammering the trout that we stock in that lake. And so what we had to do is lower the level of the lake, and we poisoned the lake, basically killed all of the fish in that lake, and then we restocked it with trout. And so far, that's working. That option, though, is not possible at Ridgway because it's such a big body of water, and there are also a lot of water needs that it takes care of, irrigation, municipal, industrial needs downstream. So it's not the kind of lake that we can drop down to nothing and do a reclamation project.
The fishing tournament won't reduce the smallmouth population to zero, but it will hopefully make a large dent in their numbers. There's no entry for the tournament, aside from the parks pass and a Colorado fishing license. A severe case of animal abuse in Montrose County has had an arrest. This is Catherine Jurgensen with Montrose County.
Yesterday evening, the Montrose County Sheriff's Office was contacted by a party with a dog who had sustained pretty severe injuries. The dog had been shot twice, and the dog's throat had been cut. I guess you would say miraculously, the dog is alive and doing well. The dog had surgery, I believe, over the past 2 days. So following the contact, deputies and investigators began to look into the incident and see what we could learn. This occurred just outside of Olathe, Colorado. It's the northeast area of Montrose County. And what happened was, upon further investigation today, deputies were able to ascertain and arrest an individual, Howard Mike Kelly. He's 55 years old, of Olathe, Colorado. He is the prime suspect and is being charged at this time with animal cruelty, which is a Class 6 felony.
Jurgensen says about 2 years ago, a similar case happened not too far away.
Colorado, it is legal to shoot an animal if they are harassing livestock or pose an immediate direct threat to persons. However, at the sheriff's office, we really encourage people to call dispatch when you have a stray animal on your property. That's what we're there for. Don't take matters into your own hands. We really advise against that.
The punishment for a Class 6 felony is up to 1 year in prison and up to a $100,000 fine. Ophir Pass is closed after a rock slide buried the mountain pass in rock. The pass, which connects Ophir to Silverton and Ouray, is being cleared with heavy equipment, and the San Miguel County hopes to have the pass open sometime today. Stay tuned for Joanna and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.